So let's talk about the 2000s.
Cue intro.
Cue intro. Like, we'll just play. I think we should just have a different intro each time.
Okay.
Because we don't know. We have no idea. I'm not recording
one.
We
didn't plan any of this.
No, this is an idea from a conception of literally a week ago when I was driving to work.
And you wanted for us to review 2000s music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know anything about 2000s music aside from I listened to it.
Yeah.
I'm an enthusiast.
Yeah. What's your... I mean, that's enough. That's all you need to know is that you're an enthusiast.
But I also don't know anything about music. So I'd be like, this song is fun. And you'd be like, no, it's actually really bad because of this. And I'm like, I enjoy it.
Well, it depends. Like, what song?
I don't know. Like...
Name one. We were just blasting, like, we listened to 5 playlists, and you can't.
There's a song that came on that I loved in my childhood, and I forgot about its existence until it came on the playlist. It's called 4 Minutes. I forget who it's by.
What the fuck saying that?
Exactly.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like, Google it.
Google.
You have a computer right next to you.
What is it, 4 Minutes?
It's called 4 Minutes, yeah.
Trash.
It's like 4 Minutes, no.
Oh, that fucking song. Oh, my God.
God, see, this is my point. This is exactly my point.
I know what song. I don't know who the fuck sang that, but that was like the intro to every... Oh, there's a song by Madonna named 4 Minutes.
I loved that song when I was like 12.
And it also came in 2008. And Justin Timberlake... What the fuck? I've never... You've heard this? A Madonna song called 4 Minutes.
Yes, it's Madonna. That's who it is.
Oh, I'm playing this shit later. I have no idea what this was. So,
it is a bop, let me tell you.
So basically, this is our intro episode and really kind of talking about why we're doing this. Because I think we can firmly agree that the 2000s era was the greatest musical era ever.
I don't know if I can objectively say that because I'm so biased because, like, at least, like, my experience with 2000s music is very much like, I was around that age where the 2000s was really where I became, like,
if you fucking drop that tea, I saw that shit.
Shut up.
What a mess.
But the 2000s is, like, when I was right about that age where I was starting to develop, like, my own music taste that was separate from, like, what I listened to because I was raised with by my parents who listened to that music. It was right when I was kind of becoming independent in my music taste. So it was a very, developmental decade for me. And I have 2000s music to thank
It sounds like a class we took in college.
Yes.
Developmental.
Developmental. That's a word.
Yeah, developmental.
I know English.
It's like mildly remedial. Like you took a class of just like, why do you like No Doubt?
Great.
I mean, well, no one can objectively say that it's the greatest, but I can kind of like, for 10 years, that was like, it was an explosion of genres and music and then all the technology, Napster, and just everything that just exploded between, like, you know, very late 90s, like 99, 98 into the 2000s was just, like, insane. And so many genres that exploded from just, I really don't know where it all happened. Like, there was the rise of, like, Southern hip-hop and what is now, like, the evolution is now is, like, trap music. And then... Jeez. Emo, which is we are totally doing an entire episode on emo.
Absolutely.
And it's, My Chemical Romance.
Maybe with multiple parts.
It's there, I will bring my razor blade, my paper cutters.
Under the eye eyeliner.
Under the eye eyeliner. And my old, what band t-shirts did I own? I owned a good handful from like Hot. It was when Hot Topic was profitable.
I had two T-shirts for the All Time Low, and they weren't even like full emo. They were like pop emo. You know, like there was that corner where it's like they were kind of considered part of that, but also
they were okay enough that your parents didn't really bat an eye.
Yeah,
it was just like I'll take it.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, Mom, it's all-time low.
And that's kind of where, and like some of their songs are like, oh, this is fun. I'm having a good time. And then like Remembering Sunday comes on and you're like, wow, I'm depressed.
God damn it. It's just, it was awful. Just, yeah, I mean like the 2000s was such a fun era. Like it was a rise of so many careers. Britney, Justin, Jennifer Lopez. I will mention that the rise of a band called the Foo Fighters that is still a fucking thing now, which I don't think should be. As much as I love Dave Grohl, power chords for 10 albums should stop. Like they've I don't know. I don't like that they're considered the last rock band. Like I don't agree with that. But you know, there's a lot, and also there's a fun thing I learned recently is that Catherine was a big fan of Korn, which blew my mind in the fucking car. I was just like, Korn? You were like, yeah, I'm a big Korn fan. I'm just like, none of you screams Korn.
I honestly forgot that Korn was a band that I listened to. This was very much like, preteen, early teens. Oh, that's when I listened to Korn, which was, what an odd age for me to listen to Korn.
I mean, you're not alone.
And my parents knew about it, and they would listen to it with me.
How old were you?
And I'm like, how are they okay with this?
How old were you?
Oh, gosh. I want to say I started listening to them when I was like, 12 or 13.
All right. I started listening to them when I was like 7. Because that was when my cousin would come over and I had Napster when it was fresh. It was like 98, 99. It was fresh. And we had dial up. We couldn't afford that was awful. Hated the internet. We got the AOL package and everything. And he would come over sometimes and download music. And so one of the first ones he downloaded was Falling Away From Me by Korn. And that's what I would listen to. And there's no privacy because I live in a crappy apartment. And so I would just have that blasting as a 7-year-old.
Oh my God.
And it was just like, I don't know how my parents thought. It was just, you know. Yeah, so Catherine had a massive obsession with Korn. We're going to have an entire episode to talk about Smash Mouth.
It's so needed. It's so needed. Like,
and probably other bands that were like that, like Sugar Ray.
If I could just throw something in really quick. So I remember as a like preteen when I had horrible, like honestly, I did not have good taste in music. This is very much like I listened to a lot of like Top 40 because I didn't know what to listen to. So I'd be like, just tell me what's new and fun.
Honestly, Catherine's music taste is basically mall playlists.
It's chaotic.
It's chaotic evil.
Yeah, it truly is chaotic evil. But I remember even then when I had trash music taste, my parents had a Smash Mouth CD. And I remember it was when like iPods were first coming out and they were playing their iPod. And I remember Smash Mouth would come on. And I'd be like, oh, God, it's this awful band again. So even in the 2000s, at the peak of Smash Mouth, when I had trash music taste, even then, I could not take Smash Mouth seriously. And that was before All Star became like a complete meme.
What the fuck was that band before All Star? Like, I've gone to thrift stores and seen Rose, like maybe 10 CDs of their first album resold. People owned that.
Their music is not good.
That does not age well.
Like, because there's that, and then there's I'm a Believer, which I think I found out like in my mid-teens that
it was
a cover, yeah, because I didn't realize that. Yeah. And then I found out the original, and I'm like, wow, this is so much better than their cover.
Yeah.
And then I just I think that was the day
Neil Diamond heard it and wanted to shoot himself in the asshole. Like, they've ruined, but yeah, we loved it because Shrek. And
right.
Smash Mouth, Shrek was just meant to be meme to end all memes. Like, it was a meme before that was even a thing.
Shrek and it came out in the 2000s too, didn't it?
Yeah, 2000, 2001, something like that, 2002.
What a decade.
Honestly, what? I mean, that's why we're here.
That's why. Like, the fact that that's still
Smash,
a thing.
Smash Mouth is the reason why we're here. So, like, honestly, they are the reborn son of Jesus Christ.
Hello, I'd like to thank Smash Mouth for where I am today, the person I am today, and everything I've done.
When I die, I want you to play All Star as I'm being lowered into my grave.
Do you really?
No. No, don't.
No,
please.
Don't.
Please don't play that.
I'm going to do it now just because you said that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, body. And just like as they lower me.
It's what you deserve.
I don't know. Like at that point, if I'm dead, it should just end just like the Shrek movie. Just like exactly like that. whatever happened.
I want I'm a Believer, the Smash Mouth cover, to be played, but at a warped pitch.
Warped Tour. Why didn't Smash Mouth play at this last Warped Tour?
Oh, my God.
Minds would have melted.
Wow.
Them, yeah. I mean, honestly, you know,
truly,
you know that would have been
fun.
I mean,
it's the last
you can't
Warped
even fathom,
Tour. What's the worst that could happen?
You can't even fathom that kind of concept.
No, that's
Smash
why
Mouth
I was just
at
speechless
Warped Tour.
When you said it, I was just speechless.
But much love to the fucking main guy, the lead singer, who lost like what 100 pounds.
Did he?
Yeah, he lost like 100 pounds.
I don't know.
I was like, you don't look like the goatee Oakley's wearing.
When I try and remember what the lead guy in Smash Mouth looks like, I think of Guy Fieri without the frosted tips. Like, that's honestly what I think.
I mean, honestly,
of.
He is pre-Guy Fieri.
Yeah, like Guy Fieri without frosted tips. That's
Smash
the only,
Fury.
I just, that's all, that's the only thing I can
say. I mean, he, like, Smash Mouth looked like what alt-right protesters look like now. Like, that's honestly what they look like. Like, just the Oakleys, the spiked hair, the goatees.
Do I sense a new conspiracy theory?
I mean, so Smash Mouth created, inspired the alt-right.
I could believe that.
Yeah. I mean, I firmly believe it.
I think we should stop talking about Smash Mouth if we're going to do a whole episode.
I know.
We
yeah,
should save this.
I'm going to have no material now.
Clearly, we have thoughts.
We have
thoughts. TM.
Thoughts. THOTS.
Yes.
We also have strong feelings, and I think we both agree that Fall Out Boy sucks now.
Yes.
And very much like the fall. We're definitely going to be talking about the fall of Fall Out Boy. Because
mm-hmm.
that band was fun, and then they split up.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Stump lost weight, and then they ended up sucking because no one had money.
Mm-hmm.
No one could work except for him. People
Yo,
liked him.
I have a fun fact for that episode that I can't wait to share.
Oh
an
God.
Unpopular opinion.
I
want to
blow my brains out. We're also like, since we lightly touched on Korn, there's that entire genre of nu metal.
Yeah.
Like Limp Bizkit, still one of like the greatest worst bands ever. Of just like,
I didn't listen to a lot of Limp Bizkit.
Oh God, I fucking did.
I'll have to.
I fucking
before,
did.
I'll have to some this week.
I just remember going to my cousin's house and Hot Dog Flavored Water, like one of their massive albums, was like on his chair.
An album called Hot Dog Flavored
look
Water.
Look up the album art, and it's fucking stupid. It's just like
that's horrifying.
It's just like fetuses with hot dogs in their hands. That's honestly what
okay.
it is.
There's
a, I mean, honestly, okay. like, that's the only way I can kind of describe it. Just, it's fucking awful. Yeah, the rise and fall of nu metal is gross. Because that was a very dumb, yet fun genre. It was a lot of fun.
I think that's, like, a lot of... When I was in this
that was awful.
Developmental stage of, like, learning my music taste, I had the weirdest, like, corners that I would listen to, but like I had multiple different interests in music,
yeah.
but it wasn't like, oh, I listened to everything. There were definitely like favorites that I had, but they were so far apart from each other that like I was really into like 60s and 70s music. Like
I could see that.
Like
I firmly believe that.
I was super in it, but then at the same time I was really into like
I never
pop,
knew any of that
like,
stuff.
Top 40s pop. So I listened to a lot of like early Lady Gaga and like that kind of stuff. And then I also listened to like what you were just talking
about.
That
was about. A fun trajectory to see.
Yeah.
To see the rise of Lady Gaga.
And then I would like... listen to, like, you know, Korn. And then I was listening to, like, Fall Out Boy. And it was just, I don't know. I was just.
Those are two
like
different
weirdest...
things. Fall Out Boy and Korn are just two
no, that's what
different
I mean.
Things.
Like, Korn is like.
This.
Bands like that.
Yeah.
And then Fall Out Boy, bands like
God
that.
Damn it.
And, like, and I listened to, like, Owl City. And I don't. I.
Oh, my
not...
God. That. All right. So we have. We are doing at least 2 hours of this shit. There's a list that I found that were the worst bands of the 2000s. And Owl City, for me, is one
oh.
of the worst. That is
oh,
not a band. That
absolutely.
Is a guy with employees. Like that is not a band. I fucking hate
so,
that band.
For the most part, again, a lot of my music taste back then was very cringy. But now, if I go back and listen to a lot of it, like, whether or not I still, like, completely enjoy it, I always, like... You know, nostalgia. I feel nostalgia and I enjoy listening to it, even if it's not a good song, because it just brings back my childhood. However, there are like a couple bands that I cannot listen to anymore. And Owl City is one of those.
Yeah.
Even though I liked it when I was younger, I just can't listen to it now. I'm listening and I'm like, how did I enjoy this? Because I was trash. That's
well,
how. Same for Ready Set.
We. God damn it. I kind of hate the fact that we know someone who's an Owl City fan.
And Shout out.
And it disgusts me every single fucking time. Owl City is what emo music is to your grandmother. Honestly, it's fucking gross. Like, that it's is just, such a shit band.
I don't know. I just... Fireflies.
It's awful. He's not singing. That's not singing.
Mm-mm.
He's not singing. He sounds like
he sounds like
Siri in male form. Like, if Siri sung Fireflies, the same tempo would match.
Yeah.
If speech to text, like, would just
a very match similar everything. Tone as well.
Boring.
Just very neutral,
boring. Boring.
Unopinionated.
Boring. 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 Boring.
No, circling back to the Ready set. So I cannot listen to their older music, but first of all, while I say I was trash back then, I will fully admit that I'm still complete garbage. Spotify, my release radar, every week is like a lot of like remixes of songs that came out a month ago, and then like, remember this band you listened to when you were in middle school? Yeah, they still make music. And, like, apparently the Ready Set has been coming out with music lately because the release radar keeps putting it on there. And I hate myself because there was one time I was listening to it and I'm like, oh, this song's really... I kind of enjoy this song. It's kind of fun. And I look at it and it was by the Ready Set and I'm like, wow, I hate myself. And you know the worst part? I saved it and I still listen to that song.
Jump out of your window.
And this year, 2018, I am listening to the Ready Set unironically.
You can go fuck yourself. Well, I just, prior to us recording, I just discovered that Hoobastank is still releasing music.
Oh my God,
and it's
really?
Fucking disgusting. Yeah, that How? I thought that band died.
The only song I can think of off the top of my head, I'm sure I'd recognize more, is like,
the I'm
reason. Gonna go down. No, 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 gonna get me down. That's why Hoobastank, isn't it?
No.
Damn,
no.
Why?
No.
I'm getting my brain confused.
No, you are fucking that up. It's Chumbawamba.
Oh my God, you're right. It's Chumbawamba, Hoobastank. Like, let's be real. It's both.
I mean, those aren't even names. That's not.
Exactly.
I don't even want to look up the origin of
these
names.
I get very visually confused. Hold up.
I'm going to remember that.
The Reason.
Yeah, The Reason. It's like reason. That's that big one.
Yeah.
It's like it's like that one song you would hear when you were in a Sears. Sometime when you're shopping, like there's just mall playlists were really the playlists of like the 2000s. Just like whenever hits came out, you would always hear it when you were in like the sales portion of Macy's.
Yeah, no, I'm still bad. That's gonna be a running theme of this podcast.
It's
me trying to remember the names of these songs because honestly, especially until like the last like 4 years, a lot of 2000s music.
You have to search for that.
Especially the rock, because a lot of the rock was stuff that was more, I was around it a lot and I enjoyed it, but it was very much like on the radio I would listen to
The beautiful thing.
And so I didn't know a lot of the band names and a lot of the song names, and I've just kind of been now picking that up 4 years later. So that's why stupid stuff like Hoobastank, I'm like, Hoobastank, Chumbawamba, it's all the same to
down.
Me.
That's so Hoobastank,
that's
right?
going to be a running theme, full disclosure, of me being like, what's that name? I don't know.
Oh my God. Well, the great thing about bands in 2000 was that when they had a genre, they were in that genre and they never left. Mm-hmm. Like emo bands were emo bands. Mm-hmm. Whoever was a ska band in like the mid 2000s, like is not a thing. But whatever, if they were ska, they were ska. If they were like nu metal, whatever, post grunge, like they were those bands and they did not go to other things. We can also, because this is still now. That kind of there was an era of 2004, 2005, 2006 of the rise of British indie rock bands like the Arctic Monkeys when they were nothing, when they couldn't afford a music video, and so they just performed on a local TV show, and that was their first music video.
Are the Strokes British, or is my brain making
They're New York. They're from New York.
Oh, New York. Okay.
You would assume they're British just because from what they sound.
Honestly. Well, like, I think the...
I have a love-hate relationship
that one playlist
band.
I mentioned to you earlier called 2007 Indie Disco, which is still one of my favorite playlists ever. I think a lot of it is a lot of, like, British indie.
They were... I feel like I can clump them into that, even though they're not British, but like I can clump them into it just because they all had that same sound that was overdriven, very very lyrical, very poppy. But I have a very love-hate with the Strokes, because I think they're great, but I think they're crazy overrated.
Oh yeah,
crazy
oh,
overrated.
Yeah, totally. Like
very like anyone who knows me in real life can fight me that I can say the Strokes are mildly
like,
overrated.
I love listening to the Strokes and I enjoy the Strokes.
It's good
but
shit.
As soon as someone comes up and starts being like, oh yeah, like my favorite band is the Strokes, I just
it's like whoa.
Like
slow that
respect.
Down. Why is your favorite band not Chumbawamba? It's like, whoa, bro. I know, like the Strokes are no one's favorite band. There's no way.
No.
Because they only have really two sounds. And it's just mildly distorted guitar with, like, no one's really playing anything.
I mean, you say that with the assumption that every person has taste.
Yeah.
There are people who hear the Strokes and be like, yep, that's the extent
I've
of
found
my ability to enjoy music.
This is it.
Yeah, because, you know, there's some people who listen who like one sound and that's it. And I don't understand that. Because, like I said, my music taste is
varies.
Extremely chaotic.
It's good to have a good palate.
Yeah.
Which is what the 2000s really fucking was.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a palette of music.
Yes.
Because you can listen to Limp Bizkit and yet enjoy 98 Degrees. Like
oh,
I like
yeah yeah exactly. Well, that was what was so beautiful. Like I said, I listened to all those different corners of music, but the beautiful thing is that there were so many different corners of music.
Ooh,
that
fuck.
Were honestly good.
Yeah. Like, we will, like, aside from that, we will get into the boy bands craze.
Oh, absolutely.
Of, you know, that band, like 98 Degrees is not even worth mentioning, but mm-hmm. they existed and they were just weird. But the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC was the pinnacle of everything. And as a 26-year-old, I'm just like, this was awesome.
Are we going to discuss, like, old boy bands, like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys versus, like,
new?
Like,
One
Direction?
It's hard. What is new? Like,
I feel like there was a big gap,
One Direction
though.
Was, like, the closest thing that came to that kind of stardom.
Right. Like, it feels like there is almost a gap between One Direction and Backstreet Boys.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Between it. So it's
you
like,
know why? Because the Backstreet Boys are still performing. They are still performing. And that is sad.
Yeah.
That is sad.
It is. It
like,
is.
Because these guys, like, I don't know if they could still make money off their old music, but it's just like,
well,
what
the
only
fuck
are they doing?
Who I feel like listen to the Backstreet Boys are the people who are big fans of them back then. And then, like, they're, you know, most people who were not around when Backstreet Boys were huge are people who, like, oh, they know, like, or not, wrong band. You know, they know, like, the really big songs that everyone knows, you know, maybe one or two songs, but they probably don't even know it's by the Backstreet Boys. They probably, like, don't know the name of the song. They would just know it if they
I want to meet a legit, like, a Backstreet Boys fan, like, that thinks it's way better than NSYNC.
You know they're out there.
I know. I want to meet them. There. Like, I want to meet, I don't know them.
Who do you like better, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
NSYNC, easily. When I was listening to them yesterday in the car on my way to work, I was just like, what was better? And NSYNC was just way better. That was more fun.
I have to agree.
Yeah. NSYNC was just...
It feels like they have more range.
More range, and the cohesiveness of what mm-hmm. they sounded like was just so much better.
Yeah.
But honestly, all NSYNC was if you listen closely, Justin Timberlake's voice was like the lead vocal on every fucking song.
What was that one boy band?
Whenever there's a hook, it was them.
There was a boy band that was making music in the early 2000s, and then
O-Town?
They broke up for a while, and they...
was it?
Joined again, and it was like a huge thing. They came out with a song, they got super popular...
They started, I think you're talking about
I feel
New
like
Kids on the Block.
Yes.
New Kids on the Block.
Yes, because I was thinking, I'm like, it's something like neighborhood related.
Something, it's something dealing
I'm like,
with
I don't think the word neighborhood is in
New
it,
Kids on
the
Block.
That comes from. Yeah, New Kids on the Block.
Women
that's
now, them. Older women now, lot like when they reunited, fucking lost their shit. I've never seen moms lose their fucking shit.
I remember because I had no idea who they were until they
got
back together.
Mark Wahlberg's brother was
a
New Kids on the Block.
Mind. And I think like their big debut song when they got back. Like
they were huge.
I really liked that song and I listened. Actually, if I were to pull out, I have my old iPod in here. I'm almost positive it would be on there.
Please do not play New Kids on the Block. We cannot afford that copyright. They're going to sue.
I mean,
like,
no.
Donnie Wahlberg was in it. The only people I knew from that group were Joey McIntyre and Mark Wahlberg's older brother, I think, or little brother.
Mm.
Donnie Wahlberg.
I don't know.
You know Donnie Wahlberg. It's just imagine contest. Uglier. Just imagine uglier Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, that's great.
A little taller, slimmer head, and they're all from Boston. Fucking stupid. Yeah, I'm not a fan of New Kids on the Block. Like, I can't.
I mean, I knew the one song. I still only know the one song. So
I feel like that's all you need.
I just remember everyone freaking out.
It's just like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys was like the peak. Was like the peak of just like that whole craze. And
oh yeah.
I feel like boy band fans back then were much psychotic than now.
Like, there's also Boys to Men. They weren't too bad.
Don't consider that.
They had some hits.
A boy band that was more of like an R&B group that was that made beautiful music. Like they weren't anything like a boy band like with all the dance. Like they had, like, if you were to amass a lot of the boy bands that could sing one on one with them, many of them cannot match Boys to Men in my opinion, just because those guys had legit talent.
Oh yeah,
and could fucking sing. And
I feel like
just,
people lump them in.
You would. Here's the thing. Here's how I.
Because it is a group.
Here's
of
how I put
males,
it. You could fuck to Boys to Men. You can't fuck to NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. You could try, but that's not happening.
So should we do an entire episode on? But would you fuck someone to this?
Would you fuck to this album? Would you fuck to this album by Slipknot? Is it possible? We're not going to be talking about Slipknot. we're going to go through the greatest music show that ever existed and was attempted to revive itself and then failed miserably. It was TRL.
I don't know. I think
Total.
TRL.
Oh my fucking God.
So this is all you, bud.
Fuck. Solo episode.
Like, you kept saying TRL earlier, and I'm
you
like,
didn't know. Oh, fuck.
I'm like, I have no idea.
I thought
what he's
you knew,
about, but I'm just going to let him keep going.
Fuck you. Fuck you. No, TRL is one of the greatest fucking things. Because just so much shit happened on that show. And it was like the dream. Like when you were a teen or whatever and you went to New York, you wanted to be in the TRL stage. Because everyone came through. All the artists. There were performances.
Was it like a talk show?
Yeah, it was like a talk show. Okay. Total Request Live is what it was. So
was that what the clips you were showing me were from?
Yeah. So basically you could. It was whatever. During like the fucking new age of the internet, you would go on the MTV website and request. Like you would vote for music videos. And they would have a top 10, but they wouldn't show the full video because it was only, I think the show was like an hour or so. And so then they had to do the artist come in, perform, interview, and do random shit. And then in between, then they would show, here's number 9 by Jessica Simpson. And like they would just play for like 30, maybe like a minute of the whole video. And it was just like, all right, our next guest is Mandy Moore. And it's like, it was just all like that. It was a lot of fun.
I miss like
and Carson Daly whenever he had black nails.
I miss when music videos were like that. I feel like it was more of a big deal back then.
It was a
and
big
nowadays,
fucking deal.
It's like,
it's
oh,
not,
people
no one cares.
Put out music videos, but like, I feel like they aren't watched a lot. And when people
do have that,
watch them,
it doesn't
it's
have
to
that weight.
Listen to it.
It doesn't
like,
have that weight anymore.
Right, exactly. Mm. And like, it, I don't know, like it sucks because I love the music video. You know, when I think of like, music videos that I remember I really got attached to, I loved the music video for Dirty Little Secret by All Time. Or All American Rejects.
That,
I don't know why, but I really love that music video.
I'll give it to you.
It was a good music video.
You know they're making a movie or a show from their song, Hey There Delilah? No, that was Plain White Tees.
Yeah, it was Plain White Tees.
See how, like, because they're just both, at the time, yeah. They were just scrawny white guys in bands. Like those two bands, I would get fucked up on.
I liked All American Rejects better. I never really listened to Plain White Tees.
I mean, All American Rejects was a better band.
Yeah,
because
they had some bops. They had
speaking
some bops.
Of bops.
Oh God,
we are. That is a great transition into Kidz Bop, and to the beauty that is Kidz Bop.
Yeah,
because they are still around and they're on their like 30th album, and I think their first 10 albums went platinum or double platinum. Which is disgusting.
When we were talking about Kidz Bop the other day, what just came? I was thinking about it, and I'm like, the biggest I have.
You look like you were on a cover of Kidz Bop.
I will fight you.
Oh my God.
The biggest question I have about Kidz Bop is who went into like a boardroom or something and was like, I have this idea where we take popular songs and then have a bunch of kids sing it and make it worse and then release that as a CD. Whose idea was that? And who was like, who saw that on a CD
genius.
And was like, yeah, I want to buy this?
Because I think they saw that parents wanted kid-friendly music. Like, there were just boring fucking parents. And so Kids Bop was, like, the perfect outlet. Because then you, your mom van, and then your kids and his friends, young as shit, could listen to this shit and just not even notice it. Because it was all, oh, we heard this on a radio, but this is the kids' version. This is the dumbed-down version.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, especially...
The clean version. It was uber clean.
Well, I feel like the clean versions now, like, they'll do songs where they're, like, the clean version is so obviously changed. But I feel like back then, a lot of the music, popular music that you would find on Kids Bop, not, like, all music, but popular music you'd find on Kids Bop, is songs that already would kind of, like, be a little... Not, like, subtle, but enough that, like, if a kid was listening to it, would not understand what the song is actually about. And, like, that's, I know, that's where I was, like, I clearly remember.
I'm looking at the first album right now. Oh, God. And you know what the first song is?
What is it?
It's All Star by Smash Mouth. As the Kids Bop version. Wow. Oops, I Did It Again. All the Small Things by Blink-182.
Like, a lot of these songs, if a kid was listening to them, would not be inappropriate. And if there's
they Kids Bopped Enrique Iglesias.
It, like, they wouldn't catch it.
They Kids Bopped Whitney Houston, Ricky Martin, Cher, Len, Steal My Sunshine. Oh, my God. Eiffel 60. I don't know. I don't know that was a Kids Bopified song.
What
that
song?
Blue by Eiffel 65. Blue double dee double da.
Remember that song? God, yeah. I just think of Crazy Frog. Can we talk about Crazy Frog?
We're not talking about Crazy Frog as like ringtones in the 2000s. Oh my God.
I listen to Crazy Frog.
Do you remember the ringtone commercials you would see on TV?
Death.
If you text 1123, you'll get this sound. Band We Hate, Warped Tour. Oh, we're gonna talk about Warped Tour and the emergence of like the pop punk and every fucking band that sounded the same. Yeah, that was a beautiful, disgusting time. We are also going to discuss Warped Tour and like the pop punk scene, which really bled into like emo, like all those bands with like long hair. It's really our generation's hair bands.
Oh yeah.
Like honestly, like instead of being crazy volumed, it was just slicking
like,
down all over
the
place.
They didn't have the long.
They didn't have the part, and, like, big bangs.
Yeah, like then are they actually?
If they're not wearing your sister's jeans, are they really real?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was very much like if you were in that genre, you had to have that look.
Yeah, you needed to not be able to crouch down and pick something up in those pants.
And, like, not every single person in the band needed that look, but at
the main guy and the drummer
at least
had to look like that. Because... Like, you're not going to want to sleep with the bassist. You want the lead, the drummer.
Like, one thing that gets me, like I mentioned earlier, I loved All Time Low when I was younger. God. And, like, they still make music today. And watching their evolution, not just, like, the music, but, like, how they look is so exciting. Like, it's such a fun time. They look like real people now, so I'm really excited for them. But they were all, a bunch of super skinny white dudes in skinny jeans and hella bangs.
Oh, God.
Go look at the images.
I'm looking at it right now.
They have,
oh, man. They look retired. This band looks like shit.
They still make music.
They still look like that.
Yep.
Like,
not as extreme
if you are
as
still,
their early
if you still
days.
Have that hair.
Not as bad. He used to have highlights.
I know.
It used to be worse
if
than
you
highlights.
Still have this hair. In this era, in this time, you need to stop.
They're still true to their roots.
There is a Supercuts close to your neighborhood somewhere that you can go and just say, bro, I just want you to shave my head. you need to get rid of this fucking hair. It's fucking disgusting.
Most of them look normal, though. It's mostly the main guy. They're staying true to their roots.
We'll also be talking about the women of the 2000s.
Hells yeah.
Because there was so much to take from that. Like, Jennifer Lopez's whole career exploding. She's basically a gajillionaire by now. And her career is still going. She doesn't age. And then Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, like, late 2000s. Mm-hmm. That time was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Poker Face was, like, one of the greatest things ever. And then seeing who fell the fuck off is probably way better than see who succeeded. Because Jessica Simpson, she died off. And then Mandy Moore died off.
Hillary
but then...
Died.
Oh, my God. Well, she voluntarily went away.
Yeah.
and didn't end up shitty.
I'm happy for her.
I've never been more happy for her. It was recently the 15-year anniversary of her album, Metamorphosis.
Hell yeah.
Which is iconic in its own right. It's fucking great. Well, she's a mom now, so it's like...
Ooh, Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, my God.
God. Who else? There was one I just had.
Oh, I'm gonna show big love to Michelle Branch, because that is a woman that gets very
Absolutely.
Super underrated, in
Absolutely.
My opinion.
Love her.
Highly underrated. She had crazy hits and just was not appreciated enough.
Mm-mm.
Then there was like... who else was huge in like the fucking
Miley Cyrus.
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, we're going to talk about Paramore, because I fucking hate that band. I like Hayley Williams, but that band was fucking awful. Like, be real.
I've been very
Misery Business is
Paramore.
Fun during karaoke, but let's be real. You wouldn't blast this shit willingly. Like, it has to be, it is a group listen. Like, watching The Room. Like, you can only hear or listen to it with people.
I'm very, up and down with Paramore. Like, it's very much like I like some of their songs,
Morissette.
But I've never been one to just listen to a whole. I love Alanis Morissette, so anyways.
What an angel of a woman.
She,
Fiona Apple.
An icon.
Florence Welch.
Mm-hmm.
It was really great. I don't listen to that band, but it's like, her voice is still, like, unparalleled. Fuck.
It's unreal.
Bjork. Yeah, we could talk about Avril Lavigne and that whole thing that people think she's a clone.
Oh, yeah.
You read that?
I love that theory.
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt it's one of the greatest bands I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath it all is a song I will constantly play forever.
What decade did like the Four Non Blondes make music? I'm forgetting.
That was 90s.
Yeah, I was having troubles remembering if it was 90s.
Yeah, that was 90s.
I remember I listened to them in 2000s because I was too young.
You definitely look like a Four Non Blondes fan.
Well, my father is a big Four Non Blondes
fan. My father!
So I was raised. He also loved Feist. Feist? Is it Feist? I don't know.
What?
I can spell it.
Feist? F-E-I-S-T?
Yes.
Feist?
Yes.
Like feisty?
Yes. Feist.
Son of a bitch.
I told you I don't know English.
I mean, yeah, like, honestly, the 2000s was a fucking fun time, and we hope that this journey is just a rabbit hole of random shit that none of us knew.
Just as chaotic as the 2000s.
Honestly, 2000s in a nutshell was chaotic evil.
Yes.
It was very much chaotic evil.
Mm-hmm.
And very few chaotic
way.
It was
in
just everything was chaotic. It was just a mess of emotions and hormones that...
Well, would it be chaotic neutral?
Would it be? I feel like post, like when Obama was like elected, I think that was chaotic neutral.
I think it depends on like what year.
Who is your president?
Question. What is your favorite year in the 2000s?
Fuck. That's rough. That's a toughie. I don't really have one. I think.
Do you have like a general time that?
I'll give you a time. I think it was between 2005 and 2008,
because
that's when I started getting into so much more rock music and then more rap music and more into that side.
Mm-hmm.
That was just more of just like me, like, oh, I never knew this existed. And it's like that was a whole thing of just like finding out so much music. It was an explosion of just like music in my face.
Yeah
It was a bukkake of music, if you will.
Why? Why?
Once that word appeared, I was like, a bukkake of music, and I could just see Catherine's face just being like,
We're gonna have to make this a rated R podcast.
Oh, this is explicit.
No kids allowed. weren't alive in the 2000s anyways.
Our podcast will have a Kidspot version, and it would just be like,
it's just one long bleep.
It's just room tone. Just beep. That's all it is. And I'm not really saying anything. It's just that's really the Kidspot version of this podcast.
Now and then you might hear the word Kidspot.
Kidspot.
Hopefully, Kids Bop will not come in.
So, I think we can kind of wrap this up.
Do we have an outro?
No. Oh, what? Oh, I here. So here's the thing we totally ended on because it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. What is your album of the week? What is your album?
So I forgot to pick one until you messaged me this morning.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it and I'm like, you know what? This is the first episode. So it is only fitting that I do my first favorite album in the 2000s, which was Metamorphosis by Hilary Duff.
Jesus
Christ. It was one of the first CDs
Classic.
I owned. And like, I definitely have like a yearbook or something somewhere that says Metamorphosis is my favorite album. So that's like hashtag confirmed.
I think I was going through a ton of playlists yesterday and I was just like, what's a good album, like good album of the week that I think it's going to be like, that you could listen to and it has aged so well and it's still great.
I will say Metamorphosis still slaps.
Still slaps. Still slaps. I think my album of the week will be Justin Timberlake, Justified, his first album.
Oh my god!
Like
gosh.
Very like right out of NSYNC.
This is so true.
That first album.
So true.
That first album can, if it was released now, can still hit with like the greatest. Like it's still good.
Better than his
the
most
production
recent music.
Like those, that album had hits, and the production value was just insane. I was
absolute
just like,
pops.
It only showed the world that really all NSYNC was Justin Timberlake, JT and Friends.
Yes,
JT and Friends. That's really all it was, and yeah. So, I mean, honestly, so yeah, that's out. You should listen to those albums because if you don't, what are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. All week until our next podcast comes out and we tell you what you have to listen to next week. You're trapped now.
Yeah, you're trapped.
In the 2000s.
Which
once
is
again.
Which
welcome
was,
back.
Which was also a band. Trapped.
It was, of course it was.
Trap and then T at the end, trapped.
Someday I'm going to create a band called Trapped in the 2000s and we just do covers of shitty 2000s music.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
guess I'll have to learn an instrument now.
You can just play the bongos and just play like the bongo versions of Smash Mouth songs.
That's true. I mean, if vocals don't matter,
I'm 1000% positive they had a bongo player at some point.
I would believe that.
Great.
I used to know two songs on the guitar. I can get back into that maybe.
Go fuck yourself. So on that note, I guess we're done for today, for this week. Tune in next time when we talk about my favorite thing that I've been looking forward to talk about, that I saved the best for last, which I think is what started the 2000s in full swing, Woodstock 99. That is, don't laugh. It's one of the greatest things. It's one of the greatest things and the worst fucking thing that could happen. You laugh now, but when I tell you the stories, it is fucking awful.
You've been sending me stories all week.
Dude.
I know exactly how excited
you
are.
Dude, I am so ready, because Woodstock 99 was the fucking shit and also complete shit.
I'm going to have to do research.
And also covered in shit. So it was just shit overall. It's beautiful.
Just one big pile of shit.
I need more tea.
And on that note, bye.
Bye.